This is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. There are big changes being talked about in Austin in regards to education in Texas. One of the changes could be a reduction in the number and the importance of standardized tests in public schools. We've heard horror stories of students as young as fourth grade being grilled day in and day out to prepare for taking the state-mandated test, and how other programs like PE and art have been pushed to the side to make more room for practice test-taking. Well, that could be coming to an end. But what about classroom accountability? That was the battle cry that proponents of standardized testing were shouting when they put these forth in Texas, and it spread across the nation with No Child Left Behind reforms. We invite you to join our conversation about the future of standardized testing and education reform happening in Texas. Give us a call. The number is 614-8980. You can also email your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org and go to our comments section on our website at tpr.org. Our guest this half hour, State Representative Mike Villarreal, who is the author of a bill that's being considered to reduce the number of standardized testing happening in Texas. And we have Jim Winham. He's the chairman of the Texas Institute for Education Reform. Welcome to The Source, guys.
Glad to be here.
All right. So, Representative Villarreal, tell us what's happening with your bill and what would it would do, House Bill 5.
House Bill 5 is in the Senate. It is moving along. It does three sets of things. Number one, under diplomas, we improve the diplomas that high school students can have access to today. Currently, 20% of our students are on our minimum plan. That is a plan to nowhere. If you graduate on the minimum plan, you cannot apply to college or community college. And so House Bill 5 does away with the minimum plan. In its place, we have really just two options for students, but they are both solid options. One is called the Distinguished Plan, and the other, the foundational plan. The foundation plan requires two more credits, an additional math, an additional foreign language that are currently not required. If you graduate on the foundation plan, you still have access to applying to a college, a four-year or a community college. It is a good foundation, but you might want to look at the Distinguished Plan if you're interested in going to college. The Distinguished Plan has a higher standard in terms of the amount of math that's required. No less than Algebra 2 is what a student must graduate with. Ideally, you know, I tell friends who are raising kids who are in high school, you really want to push them further, but at a minimum, Algebra 2 is the least we can require of our students to prepare them for a four-year institution. And so in our diploma plans, those are the two tracks. A student is asked with their parents to make a decision on which path to be on, but they can change paths at any point along the way in their high school career. Probably the biggest improvement in how we organized our high school diplomas is to organize them around careers. The bill calls them endorsements. There's a STEM endorsement, a business and industry endorsement, public service, arts and humanities, and then something we're calling multidisciplinary studies. But the point is to have students contextualize their learning in high school and have it be connected to a career that they might want to pursue.
And so, Representative Villarreal, how is this bill going to impact test-taking, standardized test-taking?
It's going to impact test-taking in a big way. So the three things that this bill does is it changes the diploma plans, and it changes the math requirements, which is sort of a subset of changing diploma plans. But even bigger, it reduces our overemphasis on testing. We waste too much time and resources on testing. This bill will reduce the number of standardized exams at the high school level from 15 to 5. That will go a long way in moving us from today's experience. Right now, high schools are setting aside as much as 50 days of the school year. And by the way, the school year is about 180 days long. So 50 days today is a common amount of time that is set aside for high school students to just go through benchmarking, that is test preparation for the state-required exams. Primary schools are going to see the emphasis on testing reduced in this bill because an important provision that we added says not only are we going to reduce the number of state-required exams, but we're going to put a cap on how many benchmark exams can be given by school districts. These are, again, exams that school districts put in place to have their students get prepared to take the state-required exam.
Okay, Representative Irial, we're going to go ahead and bring Jim Winham into the conversation. He is the chairman of the Texas Institute for Education Reform. Jim, so what are you seeing happening in Austin in regards to education reform, and what do you like and don't like?
Well, I just caught the last 30 seconds or so there of Representative Villarreal's remarks. I don't know what preceded that in terms of the questions and where you've been here, but let me just say there's a lot going on in Austin. I testified yesterday before the Senate Education Committee against House Bill 5, which Representative Villarreal is commenting on here. I can give you a lot of reasons for that, but there are a package of bills that we are supporting, about 9 or 10 bills that we think advance the ball for reform and meaningful reform. For deregulation, for school expanded school choice, for teacher effectiveness, and a number of other items that our organization and our coalition.
Sure, but let's kind of focus on what's happening with standardized testing right now.
Standardized testing has been in Texas has been subjected to a firestorm over the last 18 months of protests from a lot of activists. Who have energized a lot of parents, soccer moms, et cetera, in reaction to some genuine concern with that is rightfully placed with the poor implementation of House Bill 3 4 years ago, which established in law the current accountability system. It has been not very well implemented, not very well communicated, and that's caused a lot of problems out there, but there's also a lot of mythology. I caught Representative's reference to the 50 days. The mantra we've been hearing for the last couple of years is 45 days of testing, and that's really a management issue as far as we're concerned. I mean, the law itself requires no more than 2 seat time days for a student, unless there are retests, which is about 1.1.
Mr. Winham,
we've got buildings out here that are completely.
All right, I've got to go to
down.
A break right now. I got to go to break right now. We'll come right back and we'll address those points. This is The Source on KSTX. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about standardized testing in public schools. There's some reform that's being considered in Austin right now with the legislature. We want to hear what you think. Our number is 614-8980. We have on the line right now, we have State Representative Mike Villarreal, a Democrat of San Antonio. He is on the forefront trying to bring some reform to standardized testing and other education issues in Austin. So, Representative Irial, obviously we heard from Mr. Winham earlier. We're going to bring him back in a second. We lost his call. But he obviously thinks that we shouldn't be retreating from standardized testing, that there's still a lot of value there.
Yeah, I think that testing definitely has a place in our system. Don't get me wrong. It is important that, number one, teachers have the ability to test their students, to judge what are they getting, what are they not, to be able to meet the needs of individual students who are learning the material at different paces. That's very important. And House Bill 5 does not interfere with a teacher's ability to do that kind of testing. If anything, it actually gives them more control over their classroom. by reducing the number of state-required exams and also by bringing some balance to the number of school district central office required exams. I know in my school district, San Antonio ISD, my little girl has gone through a real experience of testing Texas style. She wrote a little diary entry I'd like to read. This is "A Day of Testing" by Bella. "We had to sit for like 5 hours. I finished my test in 2 hours, and I couldn't even read a book. My legs fell asleep. They didn't let me read until after lunch. I checked my work 5 times. We didn't have recess or PE." This is an entry in her diary that describes not the day of state-required testing, but one of the many prep days that she had to go through.
So these are practice tests that they make them take, the children take, to prepare them and to build their stamina to take these state tests, because there's so much emphasis put on the actual tests themselves.
That's right. The adults have a lot of pressure on them to hit their numbers. And in the end, it's the kids that suffer the consequences. Instead of spending time building up their critical thinking or their creativity or their can-do spirit, they are being trained to take a test.
Well, Representative Vera, I hope you had your daughter's permission to read that diary part. And let's go to the phones. We do have a caller who's been very patient. Debbie, you're on the source. Go right ahead.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. We have struggled tremendously with the STAR testing with my son. He's in seventh grade, and the pressure that is put on. That journal entry was perfect. He can't stand it. It is so bad that we are wanting to homeschool him and take him out. They spend too much time preparing for it, and like they said, it takes away the creativity, the critical thinking, and his joy of learning is just gone. And he is an honor student. And, you know, this reform that they're talking about, that's good. The numbers are going to be going down from 15 to 5. But still, the same amount of time, the same amount of emphasis is going to be put on the testing that they do still have to take. There has to be another way that the schools and teachers can be held accountable for what's going on in the classroom without the kids paying the price for it.
All right. Well, we do have Jen Winham back from. He's the chairman of the Texas Institute for Education Reform. He does support standardized testing in Texas. So, Jim, what do you say to Debbie about that? That her experience. All right. We don't have that call. So Representative Villarreal, what do you have to say to Debbie about her experience?
Jim did say, you know, that's a management issue, and I partially agree with him, and so I do believe that House Bill 5 will help reduce the high-stakes nature of our accountability system that is, you know, producing the effects that you just described your son is experiencing. However, our school districts have a large role to play in how they react to the state requirements. There are some school districts who are treating the state testing system as, okay, it's a state, it's an exam that's required, it's going to happen 3 days out of the year at any one grade. We're going to deal with it when it comes, but we're going to teach our curriculum and we're going to focus on learning, and we believe that's enough. And I wish my school district and other school districts had that same approach. It ultimately is going to come down to parents putting pressure on their school boards to de-emphasize the test preparation culture that currently dominates.
So people need to understand the emphasis on the test, how big this is. This decides the careers of teachers and administrators, principals. If they are at a campus that continues to have a low test scores, they can lose their jobs, right?
Well, they can not be promoted. They can be moved around. They can, you know, fall on the career ladder or the hierarchy of, you know, what their bosses think of them. right. and their performance.
So if they're if they can become a miracle worker and suddenly have these amazing test scores, then they could rise in the ranks of the administration very quickly.
I just got back on the call here because I haven't heard anything.
All right. So we have Jen Winham, chairman of the Texas Institute for Education Reform. He supports standardized testing in Texas, and so we were just talking about how important important these tests are to the careers of administrators.
Well, yes. I mean, we all have high stakes events in our life, and have for all of our lives. I mean, we used to call them final exams when I was in school, and we've had employment and reviews for all of our careers. I mean, you know, what else is new? So high stakes shouldn't be something that threatening to the education community. It's new, okay? We've been on this trail for about 20 years in Texas. We first got serious about this, and I think we ought to go back and look at the data, because accountability and high-stakes testing has worked in Texas. It hadn't worked in high school yet, and that's why House Bill 3, which adopted in 2009, is so important, is because for the first time ever in the country, we have established post-secondary readiness as the organizing principle for the accountability system. Now, that's the rigor we've introduced, and that's the increase. That's part of what's the foundation for a lot of the reaction out there, is for the first time we're talking not about passing some minimum skills test, we're talking about readiness for the next step beyond the 12th grade.
So, Mr. Winham, you're saying that the current system we have now, it could be tweaked a little bit, but basically it is sound, it is working, we're getting the results that we want.
The underlying system so far, and first of all, please understand that House Bill 3, which is adopted in 2009, has only been about a third of the way implemented. So we're not even going to see full implementation of the existing law for another 3 years.
And that's the law that gave us the STAR test.
Beg your pardon?
Is that the law that gave us the STAR test?
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
We replaced the tax test, grades 3 through 8, with the STAR test 3 through 8, and we replaced the TOCS exit exam with end of course exams in high school, and those were designed to serve as final exams. Okay,
I mean, right. So if you don't pass it, you don't pass the test, you don't pass the grade.
We don't pass the course, and originally, in current law, until it's changed, there are clusters of four clusters of three tests each. In which you have to make a certain average score.
So another complaint that people have had, Mr. Windham, is that this harder, more rigorous test went into effect right as the legislature cut school funding. I mean, connected?
That's a whole different issue.
Well, not when you're sitting in the classroom.
Here's the funding that was cut that was drastic to us. What was really important, and people miss this point, I think, too often. They talk about this $5.4 billion reduction in funding. We spent about $50 billion a year in Texas on about 5 million school kids, and over the last 14 years, we've spent about $70 billion beyond enrollment growth and inflation. So, yeah, there's some tough years.
That's not accurate.
And that certainly was one. But here's
the that's those numbers.
That's not accurate. There's been There's been a lot of documentation and sort of fact checking on that claim, and funding per student adjusted for inflation has declined over the last 10 years.
All right, let's go back to the
while the student population has grown, has become more diverse, has in some ways been harder to serve,
and more demands are asked of the students.
Economically disadvantaged students make up a larger share of the pie.
Okay, well, let's go back to the phones.
Wait.
I need to go back to the phones. We're going to take Scott. You're on the air, and you want to contribute to the conversation. Go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to make the point that year after year, you hear students, teachers, and school districts complain that tests are too difficult, for students, and there's some argument over that. But there's the fact that the testing companies, make have a lot of benefit, as well as the test grading companies, because they claim that students keep getting better at the test, so they have to constantly make them more difficult. Even me growing up, I went through, first the TAPS test and then the TOS test. And, saw the difference between, the high school I went to had a little less focus.
Okay. All right, Scott, we get your point. I got to give them a chance to answer that. Is there, the fact that there's a lot of money involved, is that a motivation for these tests? Are they lobbying to keep the test? Just give Mike Villarreal a chance to answer that real quick, and then we got to go to Jim.
We are so way overboard on how much we spend on testing. We spend, Jim, you probably know it well, it is close to $500 million in a four-year contract.
Over 5 years. There's a five-year contract.
Five-year contract.
$93.6 million a year.
Wow. $93.6 million a year, and that is direct spending to the testing company. It doesn't cover all of the costs. It doesn't cover all the costs to actually implement it because substitutes, teachers, administrators have to be paid to take time out during the school day and administer the exam. But let's just stick with the direct payment. Nearly $500 million. The next state next to us.
That's over 5 years. Is
New York's, I believe, New York State, and they spend about a tenth of what we're spending. So that's how far overboard Texas has gone. What we're trying to do is not do away with testing entirely. We're trying to just bring some balance, some sanity.
Well, so this is not really about the money. A lot of money is being spent. This is not about the money. This is about what's happening in the classroom. If it takes money to get good education, then I'm willing to spend it. But, Jim, what do you have to say, to try and bring in a home point here?
Well, we rolled our coalition, which included the Texas Association of Business, Texas Business Leadership Council, Texas Public Policy Foundation, and several other Texas Charter School Association and others. We rolled out a compromise position on all of this. We realized that there should be some reasonable tweaking to the system that was put in place by House Bill 3. So back in December, we rolled out a plan both for high school curriculum and high school assignment.
So you're willing to compromise, and you're looking for a compromise.
We've already rolled it out. Both the House and the Senate and every legislature has received that calls for cutting the total number of tests.
Got it.
In our foundation.
We're out of time
15
here.
15-8.
So we're going to need to come back around after the legislature figures out what's going to happen and explain what happened to our listeners. We're going to go to our second half hour of The Source in just a couple of seconds. This is The Source on KSTX. We want to thank State Representative Mike Villarreal and Jim Windham, Chairman of the Texas Institute for Education Reform. We'll be right back.
Thanks a lot.